Grateful to be with you again today, and grateful that you have checking us out, and I trust that you will have something that carries life deposited in you as a result of this particular teaching. Again, I also trust that you've had a good day in Christ, that you're discovering more every day the wonders of living from Him, not just for Him, the wonders of Jesus Christ Himself, living out His life through your life and your life story. I want to talk to you a little bit today about the wilderness, because every one of us have experienced wilderness times. That's just part of the promises of God in this fallen world. What do I mean by that? In John 16, Jesus promised, "In this world, you will have tribulation." That's going to happen. And a wilderness time can be because of financial stress or relational issues that are going on. Maybe you've been hurt by someone or abandoned by someone or rejected by them. Maybe you've suffered some kind of loss. Maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe something's going on in your life physically. It could be all kinds of stuff, but all of you can relate to what it is to go through a wilderness time. And in those places, we can struggle. Maybe you don't struggle through the whole thing, but there are going to be times of struggle. And it's important for you to understand that even though God may not be the source of the wilderness, He doesn't waste them. Because Jesus said in that place in John 16, "In this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." And just before that, He said, "My peace I give to you. In this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." So Christ the overcomer, who lives in us, joins us, of course, in whatever wilderness place we're walking through. And we can experience Him as our overcomer, so that the thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, who takes advantage of wilderness places to try to do that, is that the thief will not accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Instead, we will advance spiritually in the context of adversity. Now, Watchman Nee said that we only advance through adversity. I don't believe that that's true. I believe you can advance just by having an encounter with the Lord and breakthrough. But God does use, He doesn't waste, let me put it that way, He doesn't waste adversity. He doesn't waste the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, what can happen, if we allow it, is that you can advance at an accelerated level in a wilderness place. There is a verse in Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. It's one of my favorite verses in the scripture. It says this: "Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" Let me quote it again. "Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" If you're walking through some wilderness thing now, will you emerge from that wilderness leaning on your beloved in such a way that you're going to be almost irrecognizable to those who have known you? The verse starts off by saying, "Who is this?" Now, these are the daughters of Jerusalem, who, if you read the Song of Solomon, who had relationships with her, that's revealed in all the 8 chapters. Yet when they see her coming up out of the wilderness, not just coming out, but coming up out of the wilderness, I think that language by the Holy Spirit's important. When they saw her, they said, "Who is this? There's something irrecognizable about you coming up out of the wilderness. Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?" Now, the reason that she was irrecognizable is because she came up out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved. Because when you walk through the wilderness, you learn to lean into your beloved in ways like never before. It can be so transformational. It can change you for the good, for the Christ-like good, in a permanent way that maybe more than you've ever experienced before. I'm at the stage of my life where it's like my Babu stage. Babu's the Swahili name for grandfather. And so I'm at the grandfather stage, physically, but also the grandfather stage spiritually, where I've just lived this long enough, I've been to enough wilderness places myself, that where grandfathers have lots of stories to tell because they've just been on the journey. So this school of Christ, where we're growing, forever growing our experience and manifestation of Christ-likeness. When you reach the Babu stage, then you just have a lot of stories to tell. And some of those stories weren't always stories of getting it right, but learning how to get it right in the process of getting it wrong sometimes. And that can happen in the wilderness. Here, let me, this verse, we're going to focus on this one verse and what it teaches us. Everything that you have has been deposited, everything that you need in the Christian life, everything that Jesus is, everything that he has already been deposited in you because he's in you. So he brings all that he is and all that he has. You've been woven into the fabric of his existence, as someone has said. And therefore, he's been woven in the fabric of your existence. And so you have made, you are complete in Christ. You carry his fullness. But we grow in our discovering that fullness. We grow in our, therefore, experiencing that fullness. And we grow in our manifestation of that fullness. And in the wilderness, the growth rate happens exponentially. Because here are a couple of things that occur from this verse. Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? The first thing that gets my attention in this verse is that he uses the phrase, the Holy Spirit says, refers to Christ as the beloved. One of the things I've discovered is that in the struggle, and sometimes, particularly in a wilderness, there can be a struggle, right? You can find yourself struggling. In the struggle, Christ doesn't abandon us. Christ isn't disappointed in us. Christ can be disappointed for us that we're allowing the enemy to kill, steal, and to destroy, because he paid a huge price that we, so that we could be co-heirs, experiencing all that he is and all that he has as our inheritance. But he doesn't get disappointed in us. And in the struggle, he doesn't turn his back on us. He isn't ashamed of us. As a matter of fact, he has wrapped himself up in the swaddling clothes of our humanity, so that in our weaknesses, his strength is made perfect. So our weakness is being exposed, a weakness in your life, being exposed in the wilderness doesn't offend him. He wants to let you know in that place where you're struggling, maybe struggling mightily, he's not only not disappointed in you, but he wants you to know how much he loves you. I've discovered more about the goodness of God and the depth of his unconditional love for me in the midst of a struggle while going through wilderness than any other time. And it's life-changing, because it's, you get set free from believing that his love for you is somehow attached to your performance. That the more you perform, the better you perform, the more he loves you. That's not true at all. You can't do anything to make him love you more, and you can't do anything to make him love you less. You're in Christ, and you have his relationship with the Father. We talked about this, I think, yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure. And you have his relationship with the Father. And it says in John 15, and again in John 17, that the Father loves you the same way he loves Jesus, that Jesus loves you the same way he loves the Father. So his love for you is absolutely unconditional. Nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. But in the wilderness, we can discover when we're not maybe performing for a season, for a moment, because we just find ourselves in the battle struggling, that how intensely he loves you. As you seek him, you discover how intensely he loves you. And it becomes a life-changing revelation about God's goodness directed towards you. And in the process of discovering that, you hear him say to you and calling to you to lean into him. Not to leave him alone because he's ashamed of you because you're struggling. You know, he's not turning his back on you because you're struggling. He's revealing his love to you in the darkest place of your life or a dark moment in your life or a darker struggle, he's revealing his love to you, and he's telling you, inviting you, teaching you in new ways. The only way to walk in the Christian life victoriously is by leaning into the one who is your life. He wants you to lean into him and discover him as the strength of your life and the source of your walk. We learn to become more faith-dependent on him in the wilderness than any other place. Because if we don't, we won't survive. The enemy will kill, steal, and destroy. And the Lord, we won't blame him on wilderness places, but he doesn't spare us from them. There's a high-stakes thing that, are we going to be conformed to the image of Jesus, or is the enemy going to kill, steal, and destroy? And in the wilderness, I've learned that I seek him more than ever before, because there's a desperation that I need to have a fresh glimpse. I need to discover again. I need to see more clearly who I am in Christ, who he is in me, right? And but also I'm getting tempted to feel ashamed that I'm struggling. He doesn't put shame on me. He lets me know in that moment how much he loves me, and then teaches me how to lean into him in ways that, like never before. I tell this funny thing that I thought I knew how to walk in the Spirit, how to abide in Christ. And then I got married many decades ago. And then I discovered I didn't know how to walk in the Spirit at all. I'm living with someone who's, we're different. We're not just dating each other now. We're not just being around each other. We're living with each other. And I realized, oh my gosh, I don't know how to walk in the Spirit at all. I don't know how to live from Christ at all. And so I sort through all that and have my breakthroughs, and I find out, okay, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I can trust him through me to do this life of being a husband. And then we had kids. And then I realized I was actually demon-possessed. Not them, but me, because it was a totally different world. And I had to once again discover how to lean into him to live through me, how to abide in him with clearer eyes than I ever had before. So I could be the Christ-like husband, not by trying, the Christ-like father, not by trying, but I've learned to trust, and I've learned to simply let him be who he is in ways I never had before. Now, I'm not going to call getting married a wilderness. I'm not going to call having kids a wilderness. That's just a funny example. But some of you are going through some tough stuff. And I've gone through some things recently physically that were just caught me by surprise. And there have been moments of struggle. But he's been faithful in those moments. Because I felt ashamed of struggling after all these years of walking with him. He let me know he wasn't ashamed of me. That there were some things he was calling me to steward in my walk, in my ministry. And that going through what I was going through, he was going to teach me how to lean into him in ways I'd never before, so I could steward his life and steward his grace to do the things he's called me to do. And that he wasn't wasting the wilderness. And I learned even more how much he loved me, and I learned even more how much I could trust him. Because every step of the way had to be me emotionally and mentally leaning into him, trusting him to do this thing through me. Again, who is this coming up out of the wilderness? You don't just come out. When you learn to lean in your beloved at new levels, you learn that he is your beloved at new levels. When the wilderness is over, you've come up into a greater experience of, though your feet are on the earth, you're seated in the heavenly places in Christ than you've ever had before. So I just encourage you, if you're going through a time right now where you're experiencing the wilderness, stop and just seek him. And when you do, you're going to discover he's not disappointed in you for struggling. You're going to discover a level of his love for you that you've never known before. And then you're going to learn that he invites you, because he's not disappointed in you. He's wanting to teach you how to lean into him like never before. So that when you come up out of the wilderness, and you will, you'll be irrecognizable to yourself in some ways. You'll find that, wow, I'm able to trust him in situations and circumstances that used to be more difficult for me to trust him with. And you'll be more irrecognizable to others too, because you'll just be carrying a greater manifestation of Christ-likeness. Okay? Well, love you. God bless.